for listening today, and I hope everyone has a warm and wonderful Tuesday.
At Winnipeg Record and Tape, 1079 Wellington Avenue, we specialize in factory-sealed vinyl LPs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, as well as an extensive selection of gently used vinyl LPs and both 12-inch and 7-inch singles that span more than 7 decades of musical history. Dig through the bargain bins in the back corner and unearth some forgotten gems. Place a special order through one of our many distributors or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
UMFM runs on people power. Over 100 volunteers show up every week to build shows from scratch.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We are live, UMFM 101.5.
Choosing the music, shaping the conversations, creating something you won't hear anywhere else. No scripts, no corporate voice, just real people making real radio. And there's always room for more voices. So if you've ever thought about being on the air or being part of something creative, this is your invitation. Real radio needs real people. Visit umfm.com and join our radio family today.
In your direction.
This is
Sit Down Tracy.
And you are listening to
101.5.
UMFM.
All of the days sing all the time. And go on. Never leave. Every morning wait for dawn.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Or don't. Now you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Coming to you live from the third floor of the beautiful U of M campus. Not the whole campus, just the University Center. Looking pretty dreary, pretty dark, in the mood for some heavy, heavy stuff. Hope you are as well, because that's what you're getting. Some things in this world are nice because they don't change, or they barely change, I think, in this world of increasing sensationalism and destruction and near constant violence and exposure and overstimulation. Sometimes we need to look to things that don't really change all that much. Why do you think we watch season after season of your favorite TV show over and over again? Because it stays the same. The characters don't age. You know what's coming. You know what storylines are coming. For me, Ken Mode, as terrifying as their music is a little bit like that. Ever since they started making music in 1999, believe, they've more or less stayed to the same script, save for a few detours and some slow evolution. If you listen to a track from 2023's Void and compare it to the track I'm about to play from their very first release, the Internet EP, you'll find a lot of similarities, although a huge disparity as well. But at its heart, there's the same kind of spirit, the same kind of sound, the same ethos that the Matheson Brothers plus bassist are going for, whether it's the mathy sort of meets death metal noise riffs, the blast drumming, that huge, huge bass that holds everything down. It's a constant for me and reminds me that even though the music is terrifying and the world can be terrifying and those two things often meet, there's something comforting about that. I'm going to play a track from said Internet EP called Logic Denied, follow that up with some classic Winnipeg screamo from Kursk, and a new deconstructed black metal track from a band called Genital Shame. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
That was the crushingly beautiful and very deeply strange Genital Shame with I Want to Die Before You from their upcoming record, Wellness Plan, which comes out the night before Halloween, which, depending on how scary it is, might be very fitting, might be not so fitting. We'll see. Kursk before that from Winnipeg with Arc and Lurch from their self-titled EP, and kicking things off, one of the earliest known Ken Mode songs, Logic Denied, from the Internet EP, which I'm finding has been very hard to find on the internet, mostly because if you look up, of course, Ken Mode the internet, Google will think you're asking it to just say web results in general for Ken Mode. Not what I'm looking for, buddy. You can't even find it on Bandcamp, though. To the band's credit, they've made it very, very hard to find. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the UMFM station manager, Jared McKediak, whose voice you'll hear probably in about an hour or so for Talking Hockey, handing me a classic CD-ROM from way, way back when. Great listening, essential listening, one could argue. Great beginnings for a great band. They're playing live in a couple of months. It's sold out. So if you're like me and you're a bit of a sucker and you didn't buy tickets in time, well, you'll just have to cry about it. You're listening right now to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. That Genital Shame song, and the band Genital Shame, has been a weird source of black metal for me in a couple of years of weird black metal releases. The genre just keeps getting weirder and further from its roots, which I find fantastic. I think for a while, like most metal genres, it was kind of stagnant, hooked in a sound that it had had for about 30 years, 25 to 30 years, up until recently with bands like Deaf Heaven and Agriculture. And recently this year, I've been very fond of Lammeth, and once again, Genital Shame. Just stripped back, pared down, almost minimalist black metal, experimental black metal, asks the question, what does black metal sound like if you take away the sonic excess and all the atmosphere that it's known for? And it's very much leaner and much stranger, but reveals this kind of crushing beauty at its heart. It's melancholic instead of aggression hiding the melancholy, pure, pure beauty. Although black metal is pretty beautiful anyways. I think reading a quote about the upcoming record, Wellness Plan, kind of lays bare the beauty at the heart of the music. The sole person behind Genital Shame, Erin Dawson, said that she had been looking at old slides that scientists and biologists had made of white blood cells fighting microscopic infections. And she said she found it so incredibly beautiful that even though so many of us have this like drive to die, to just be done with life, this nihilism in us, that there's some an organism, a mechanism in us that constantly fights to keep us alive. I find that beautiful as well. Coming up, couple more heavy tracks that find that balance between lightness and spareness and crushy heaviness, although more in the service of a chilly, creeping atmosphere, more in the service of tension than in the service of pure beauty. Starting things off, another New Melvins side project called Gata Morta, a song called Clear Smoke, and following that up, yet another almost lost to the sands of time Winnipeg metal-ish act called Husk. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you.
One of the best things, I think, about diving through local music history is finding out that Winnipeg had its own versions of bands like Mastodon and Isis and almost any other band you can think of, just lost to the sands of time, to obscurity, to the lack of physical media, to caretakers who just, you know, let it slip through their fingers, etc., etc. That one was Husk with a song called Thoth. Named after, of course, the Egyptian god of wisdom. Yes, I know Baal. I know Egyptian mythology. From an EP called Handshakes that came out around 2005, much like Ken Mode's The Internet EP. Very hard to find this one on the internet, so hopefully you find yourself a Winnipeg, classic Winnipeg music dealer who has tons and tons of old CDs. This one in particular was a slightly janky little CD-ROM, barely disguised into a sort of release. Hopefully you have better luck if you are relying on the internet finding this EP than I did. However, fantastic stuff if you can find it. Before that was a new side project of the Melvins and Butthole Surfers called Gata Morta, a song called Clear Smoke from an EP called Burn, Witch, Burn. I was talking beforehand about how Ken Mode is comforting because throughout their history, they've kind of always sounded the same with slight variations. The Melvins take that to the extreme. No matter what album you listen to, what side project even you listen to, Buzz Osborne, is going to sound slightly the same as on previous releases and releases after it. You always know what you're going to get with a Buzz Osborne riff or a Melvins riff. This one is no exception, although there are different voices in the mix and a slightly different feel, sort of a hypnotic stoner metal sort of feel to it. It still very much sounds like the Melvins. You could have slapped the Melvins name on this and I wouldn't have known any different, but Melvins is great, so this one's great. Gata Morta, Burn Witch Burn. Very hard to find. Again, you can find it on YouTube, though, in full, if you feel like listening. You're listening right now to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. This next band solved a question I didn't even know I had. What would a band who is trained on the influences of bands like Fugazi and Second Wave emo and post-hardcore sound like if they tried their hand at jazz fusion a la Carlos Santana or even a little bit of Steely Dan? The results are pretty fascinating and unexpected. Once again, didn't know I had this question answered for me. Karate, album called Unsolved, sort of a melding of the Basement Discord Records sound with, like I said, sort of a weird Steely Danish yacht rock feel. It's a little uncanny, a little bit bizarre, but somehow it works. Following that up, we got a song from Sonic Youth called Stones, which also begs another question. What would the Grateful Dead sound like if they jammed with Television? Once again, you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. This is One Less Blues by Karate.
Failures that you must recall. You have to recall. back rent, closed our zealous eye. Maybe this is how all young ideas die. They didn't have to die. Evidence yields this case a wash. Just give me something that I can touch. Minnesota, freeze or burn. Blisters die a lover's friends at every turn. Needing need not what you need, you can unlearn. Just try to unlearn. Evidence heals this case of wash. Just give me something that I can touch. Thank you.
That was Sonic Youth in their most expansive form and feel, a song called Stones, one of their more underrated ones from their album Sonic Nurse, which is also very, very underrated, even among a stretch of underrated albums. Before that was Karate with One Less Blues from their Unsolved record all the way back from 2000. Like I said, sort of if Fugazi was trying to be a jazz band or a yacht pop rock band, but maybe almost feels like the other way around. What if a jazz band was trying to be Fugazi? If you listen to some of those chops in those songs there, or especially this song in particular, One Less Blues, shockingly good for a band that was weaned on post-hardcore and emo, almost a little bit bluesy, much like this Sonic Youth track. You're listening right now to Post Everything 101.5 UMFM, and I don't know if this is a like hated opinion or a hot take or anything like that, but I much prefer Sonic Youth's post 2000 output to their previous two decades. Sorry if that hurts your feelings. Sorry if it doesn't hurt your feelings. Sorry if that's a cold take, if that's a boring thing to say, but I would rather listen to a record like Murray Street or The Eternal than Goo or even like Sister or Daydream Nation. Something about it just resonates a little bit more with me. Everything from the playing to the production just feels so incredible. There's something different about it. It was like Sonic Youth operating as a unit, which is funny because this is the era, I think, when each member was kind of discovering their own strengths in and out of the band and playing to themselves more. And somehow they became a more cohesive unit because of it. It was like Sonic Youth, the band, the group, rather than Sonic Youth, three songwriters and whoever was with them at the time. Like I said, the production's just fantastic. I don't know if you listen to that kind of thing. So organic, so live feeling. It's very, very mellow, yet it jumps in your face when it needs to. Thank you, Jim O'Rourke, for that one. One of the best producers of his era. Once again, you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Speaking of a band at the height of their powers, Fontaines D.C. coming out with the follow-up to 2024's Romance in a couple of months. The album is going to be called Dopamine Chamber, and they released the first taste of it, a song called Marianne, or as they say it in their Irish accent, Marianne. And it scares me a little bit because this is such a far leap from anything that we've heard from them prior, even a single like Starburster or Here's the Thing, which was a big jump from what we knew them for on A Hero's Death and records like that. This is far beyond that. This is taking Romance to the next level. You can barely hear any guitar. It's almost not even the sound of the band in the room anymore. It's a little bit gothic, a little bit trip-hoppy, lots of keys and synths and strings. Dripping with melancholy, intense melancholy, yearning, beauty, and darkness. Once again, never heard Fontaines DC quite like this, and it excites me and scares me, because what if it all blows up? What if this is the moment we think Fontaines DC maybe has gone a little too far? Maybe this is their worst one yet. But it's also very exciting because they are forging ahead in ways that we couldn't even imagine previously. This is Fontaines DC, their new single, Marianne. You're listening once again to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM.
go.
Ending things off today on an atypically propulsive and jubilant note. That was Vancouver, BC's Actors with a new track called Youth. Typically propulsive and neon lit and exciting even when they get dark. Before that was former Much Music VJ Sukhyun Lee with one of her new tracks, Newish, came out a few months ago, from her new album, 72RHR, a song called Resting Heart. Worth reading about the backstory of that record. Very interesting stuff. All songs based around one tempo, but you don't even really notice it because of how deft of a musician and producer that she is. Kicking things off was the very gothic, very dark, very melancholy Marianne by Fontaines DC from their upcoming record, Dopamine Chamber. Right now, for not much longer, you are listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Catch me next week, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday, coming to you live as I can. Mix of everything from alt country to ambient to death metal, whatever my tickles my fancy, I hope it tickles yours as well. In the meantime, there's lots to look forward to, lots of beautiful things to see and to feel. Keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, keep your heart open. Text your friends, text your family, drink some water, have a good night. I'll see you next week. Coming up, Talking Hockey, the Hockey Talking Show. I'll see you next week. Take care.
In need of a boost? IQ's Cafe and Billiards has you covered with your favorite Starbucks drink and food from some of Winnipeg's favorite spots, including O'Donuts. We've got everything you need to fuel your next cram session. Ready for a much-needed study break? IQ's has your back. We've got top-of-the-line diamond pool tables, board games, foosball, ping pong, and more. Open from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m., and Sundays until 10 p.m. Come chill at IQ's Cafe and Billiards today.
Yeah.
Located in Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway, Planet of Sound is 100% Manitoba-owned and proudly independent, your top-notch source for new and used music, video games, and movies. With more than 16 years in the business, Planet of Sound specializes in helping you find that special item to round out your collection. Open Monday through Friday from noon until 8 p.m., Saturdays from 11 until 6 p.m. Visit Planet of Sound today and check out our large assortment of compact discs, vinyl, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games, apparel, collectibles, and more. Planet of Sound, Unit 201 at 1109 Henderson Highway. Purveyors of great music and good times since the year 2000.
Ofukami, the theremin alter ego of the amazing Carrie Latimer, is celebrating the release of her debut album, When the Future Tried to Take Me, with a night of experimental sound, movement and dance, ending with a sci-fi dance party. Joining Ofukami are Bhutto-inspired dancer Tanja Phelan Woloshen and DJ extraordinaire Mama Cutsworth, who will collaborate with Ofukami before taking over the decks. Sci-fi, fantasy, and time travel attire are encouraged. Come dressed like you're visiting from outer space. Tickets start at $30 plus fees at WECC.ca. Ofukami's When the Future Tried to Take Me, Friday, November 6th at the West End Cultural Center. Brought to you by the West End Cultural Center and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
Anybody glad? Can you hang? Come on!
Since first introducing the world to the sound of Cuba's golden era, Buena Vista Social Club has become one of the most celebrated musical legacies in history, a living tradition that continues to bring generations of musicians together from Havana to sold-out stages around the world. Now carried forward by Buena Vista Orchestra, the music returns with a powerhouse lineup led by violinist Rolando Morejon Reyes and a stellar band of world-class players connected to the Buena Vista Social Club, Celia Cruz, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, and more, keeping the classic sound alive and in motion. Don't miss Buena Vista Orchestra at the historic Burton Cummings Theater Sunday, October 25th. Great tickets are on sale now.